Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jeremy?
That is correct.
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Moving right along, right? It's Thursday. Almost there.
Trying to.
Trying to get there. So let me just confirm a couple things. You just sent this over. So for service area, so Butler, Warren County. Okay. So, yeah, we can cover up to four counties if you like. So that should be perfect. And then just residential.
Yes, only residential.
And then what were you saying about the area?
Those are just the only areas I service at this point.
Like Butler, Hamilton, Warren County.
Yeah, I don't believe, I do like certain cities like Franklin. I just don't do, the only area I definitely don't do is Middletown. City of Middletown, I don't do that one.
That's Middletown or
but
Middletown?
I do Middletown, City of Middletown.
City of Middletown, okay. Yeah, making a note. Okay, and then, now I know you guys are General Electric, right, like electrician, but do you have any, like, a specialty service or just a service you'd want to be found for more often when people search, or like your bread and butter, so to speak?
As in, like, diagnostics, troubleshooting, panel upgrades, those are the bread and butter. Lighting, ceiling fans. New circuits, all the different things just for residential homes, that's what we handle.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, maybe it's better to do a broad term. I'll try like electrician, but it's good to know those because those will be your keywords, right? So I like to do a quick search in the beginning, right, to get the potential for the area for, you know, whatever trade it is. So electrician, plumber, those are really, really big ones. So electrician should have a lot of searches. So let's just try like general electrician, right, electrician. And within the last 30 days between Google and Facebook, there's been about 2,600 searches, right? So just to give you an idea, the potential is there and where the service would come in, right? Because you can't get chosen on the first page of Google when people are searching if you're not already listed there, right? And that's where the service comes in, is searchability.
Right.
So if they search for any of those services within that radius, you're going to pop up in Butler, Warren County, Hamilton, right? As long as it's any of those 15 keywords, you're popping up. And they don't just put you on the first page of Google, although, I mean, that's where most people search, as we know. You're also in, like, a multitude of directories, sponsored Facebook ads. As for the directories, we're looking at, like, Bing, the Microsoft search engine. You'd also be on there for first page placement. So the most popular search engines, Yahoo, Apple, Alexa even, for, like, voice-activated searches. So, I mean, they could be searching on anything. You're going to pop up.
Okay.
And those calls go straight to you. There's no middleman touching any of those leads. So unlike, say, Yelp or Angie's, those third-party services where the lead gets sent to your competition, right, kind of a race to get to the client first. If you get the job or not, you're still paying for every lead that comes in. This is not like that. When they click on the listing, right, when we create your Google business profile, that's your name, address, phone number, website.
I already have a Google list.
Google My Business? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I already have that.
Nice. Okay, nice. So that actually takes care of most of the onboarding too. So like the verification and everything. So that's really good. The one listed I'm seeing here is the 5923. Is that right?
Yeah, 5923 for yeah. So that's my home. Home address, because I currently don't have a shop yet.
Right.
I run pretty much my business out of my house.
Right. And that's why usually we don't list it online if we, you know, set someone up with a Google business profile, because if it's a home address, you don't want a bunch of crazies knowing where you live. So yeah, I totally get it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Especially these days. As for what's included, right, so it's a full-service marketing package, right? So like I said, all the directories, even voice-activated searches like Alexa, you have your sponsored Facebook ads, a tracking system with an app on your phone. You can see all this real time, how everything's performing, you know, what areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords that you're being found for. We even monitor track and help you get more reviews. And you even have a tech team at your disposal Monday through Friday if you want to run a new promotion, change content, keywords. I mean, you name it. Anything marketing-wise, it's included. As for the pricing, because I know it usually comes down to that, right? So let's see. You guys are in business since 2017. Is that right?
17.
Okay, perfect. So that's a little over. Right. So that's a little over. Almost about, okay, so yeah, you qualify for the established business credit, because if it's around 5 years or over 5 years, you would qualify for a credit they're running currently called the established business credit. So it does help with the pricing quite a bit. So just to give you an idea of the difference, right? So let's see, instead of it being $898, you're looking at just $348, and then after the first month, that goes down to just $249. So essentially just $250 a month. The reason the initial payment is a little different is because of the onboarding, which would include, you know, like your programming, the website if needed, all that. So essentially $250 a month, all your ad spends are included in that, right? And there's no additional cost to the ads. It's not, you know, you can get 50 calls, 50,000 calls, you know, a $5,000 job. It makes no difference on the pricing. So it's the same each month, no contracts, month to month, right? And we optimize the Google business profile if wanted. Also, just the Facebook ads. I mean, all your directories. I mean, you name it. And you said you guys do currently have a website, or you're working on it?
We just have we're just using currently at this moment Facebook and Instagram as our landing page. But Instagram
oh, gotcha.
Is my landing page. Where it kind of just talks about, like, services and stuff.
Right, or take pictures or whatnot.
Right. But
okay, got you.
Currently I have, but if somebody wants to, like, I use Andy Ads for, I've had good luck with Andy Ads.
Nice.
Not their Andy Leads. I've had good luck with the Andy Ads. And,
right, the other one. Yeah, I've heard that. It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a lot better. It puts it into the system, like the people type in their information and it sends it directly to me. There's no competitive side, nothing like that.
Right.
And it gives me all their information up front.
See, that's much better. Yeah, definitely.
Because,
so yeah.
Yeah.
If you have luck with that, I mean.
Yeah.
And you run through the app, right?
Yeah, I run it through a thing called House Call Pro.
Okay.
That's my software I use to dispatch and keep track of all the customer information.
Okay, nice. You're on top of it. I like it. And then now, since you're already verified, we wouldn't have to worry about that part, but... now in your Google business profile, so all the information you have already listed, like the hours of operation and everything, you'd want to keep that the same.
Yes. It just, I run a 24-hour business where you can contact me anytime, like emergencies, but I don't want to give out the wrong information because, you know.
Right.
It's only when I'm awake. Like, if I'm awake, I'll take the call. But if I'm asleep, I mean, I'll have, like, a 24-hour, like, on-call business.
Exactly. Like,
if there's a first day at night.
If there is when you're awake, right. Okay, I got you. So, right, yeah, electricians, plumbers, it's usually like that, right?
Yeah.
And this is the number you have listed too, right? The 0767 clients to contact. Okay, gotcha. And then, so I guess for the keywords that you have listed already, I don't know if you set that up, but, I know you gave me a lot of different jobs there in the beginning, but you can have up to 15 actually in total if you wanted. Do you have any besides the one you quoted me, you know, the diagnostic? The panel upgrade, lighting, ceiling, of course, electrician.
Everything that's on my Google is pretty much what I use.
Okay, so that's all going to be usable. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And all right, when you and say then, on the first page, what do you mean on the first page?
Okay, so when someone does a search for any of those services, right, those keywords, you know, like when you do a typical search on Google and you see the map that pops up with, and then there's like 3 to 5 businesses listed there?
Yeah.
Right, like the top options that show up on the top. Yeah, so right there on the first page. So you're up there with the others that show up when you do that search.
Okay.
Right,
so there's
and then
no way you have Google guaranteed that
you also
the
do
first
that.
Ones that pop up.
You got it.
And then
right, exactly.
Google guaranteed, it has like 3 people on like, and then you can expand the bar
exactly.
And drop it down.
There you go.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So you're saying I would be within the top 3.
Right. Within that first eye shot that you get when you pull it up, when you do the search. Exactly.
Okay. So, like I said, there's Google guaranteed, and then there's 3 more.
Then I think it has Google Ads. Right, it has the little boxes, and then right below that, that's the map. It's the ones that show up under the map. They call that the local map section.
Let me see.
So, yeah, do a search for something, exactly. Yeah, and then you'll see, right, exactly, what pops up under the map. You have to scroll down just a little bit.
So, currently the ones that are... Okay, so the first ones that pop up, so you have, like I said, the Google Guaranteed, then you have the sponsors, there's like Mr. Sparky, Electrician Pro, and then then after the map, there's 3 right there.
There you go. So the 3 that are listed there under the map, right? That map section? What they've found statistically is most people click there, right? Like, call it like a convenience or just like what catches your eye, maybe just a recommendation to them. But most people, like 90%, click there. So that's why we focus there. Those ads are still good. We do provide those. We could give you both. But this particular service is that because that's where we focus. And then, of course, everything else I listed. All your directories. The sponsored ads with Facebook, your tracking system with the app, your tech team, you know, website if needed, the whole shebang.
Okay.
And that's just a flat fee month to month, you know, that doesn't change ever. It's not based on clicks or calls or any of that mess. It's just a flat fee that covers everything. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything. But as for the keywords, so I'm just using the words that we listed before, but I'm just going to pretty much use everything you already have on your profiles there, because it sounds like you pretty much already have everything set up, right? And you guys are licensed and insured too, right?
Sorry, hold on.
Yeah, no worries.
Currently in the process of getting my master electrical contractor's license. I just did the FBI check. Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
So I'm in a process of getting my electrical contractor's license. But licensed, I have a $2 million policy.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, and if you're in the process, that's okay. It's not necessary for this, but it's just to know, you know, for future reference.
Right. Yeah. It's
right. So
currently, because Ohio and a residential, you don't have to be licensed if you're not operating with employees, you don't have
right. Okay, I got you. Yeah, it's more just for Google. You know how Google is, like with the verification and stuff. But yeah, for your state, you should be fine.
But I'm already verified.
Exactly. So that wouldn't even be a problem. And then,
right.
What's a good email for you, Jeremy?
Jay Townsend. At fixitelectric.org.
Yeah, because once I get everything set up and it goes through, you just get like a invoice through text and email with everything that's written now, what's included, the pricing and all that. So let me just confirm that. Jay Townsend, like T-O-W-N send, right, Townsend, at fixitelectric.com?
Yeah. That J-O-W-N, then S-E-N-D. But yeah, Town and send, yeah.
Right, Jay Townsend at fixitelectric. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the spelling of the name correct. I thought I knew it. I just wanted to make sure because Townsend, I've spelled it before, so I just wanted to ask to make sure. Don't want to be spelling your name wrong.
You got
it. So let's see, Jay.
So Townsend. From here on out, for as long as I'm with you all, I will always be
right
within that top three.
So exactly. Once we get you up, right, because it's not like we have a magic Google switch, right? You're on the first page the next day. But after we get you up there, right, it takes a process, build all your profiles and, you know, optimize everything. Once you get up there, yes, if you stick with us, right, if you're still with us within our company, you will always stay up there. Yeah, that will not never change. It's not going to fluctuate. Of course, you know, the algorithm will fluctuate between one or two spaces, but of course that's natural. We're not talking
right
about like you're going to be on the second page or the third or the fourth, right? You're going to be up there on the first page, exactly.
But if I type in electrician near me,
right,
I will pop
mm-hmm
up for that.
You will pop up, exactly.
And how long does it take before I'm actually
like the turnaround time? Yeah, okay, good question. So
yeah,
with most, like our average, right, is 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen that faster, and the reason is because you already have a Google Business profile. That's the reason I've seen it done faster, because most of that 30 to 45 days is that verification process. As you know, it does take some time, right? So now that you've already got that done,
right,
we're probably going to cut that time down by at least a quarter or a half, you know, like much faster. Most other companies are actually looking
okay
about 4 to 6 months. And with this, yeah, our turnaround time is 30 to 45 days. But I usually just give the average, and if it's even faster, which in your case it will be, then we're all the more happy, you know?
Right. And when do you start billing me?
So
the ideal is saying that you get where I'm getting at. If you're the ideal is saying, hey, we're going to get you on the page, you know, I would expect
right
my next month to be, when I'm paying the $250, I would expect to be there all the time in any of the areas I'm at.
Right.
Anytime I type in electrician near me, if I'm in Warren County, if I'm in Hamilton County, or I'm in Butler County, I expect to pop up in the top three every single time.
Right, exactly.
So
as long as you're with us, yes, of course. Essentially, that's the way it would work, right? In a perfect world, that's exactly how it works. You're going to stay up there, right? If you stick with us, that's always the case. Now, with that, of course, yeah, there's the initial month for onboarding and building all your profiles and website if needed, but see it as more of an investment, right? Because within 2 weeks, we've built all your profiles, your directories, the website if needed, all your ads. So you're already going to be get on your way, right? And since you're already verified, you can just call it a few weeks, instead of saying 30 to 45 days, because that's what takes up half of the time, is the verification. So essentially,
right,
yeah, you have a small wait period, but then you got jobs coming in pretty quick, especially for electricians, plumbers, general contractors, that, you know, the year-round ones, those, they pick up traction much faster. So, yeah, no worries about that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually just sent you a text, right, so you can actually see our partnership with Google as well. Of course, you'll see, like, the pricing and everything there, but you'll see there in the middle, it'll say Google Ad Partner. And you can see their logo. If you click on that, it actually takes you to Google's website. You'll see in the web address, it'll say google.com/partners. So you can see we are a legit partner of Google. And you'll also see that we've been in business 18 years. We've been a partner of Google since 2004, I believe. So eventually our techs actually started training with Google Techs. So we have a great turnaround time. That's why our retention rate is very high, right? Like the service. I myself, I've been here about 2 years, and I haven't had anyone cancel due to like results or getting jobs or so and so. I mean, maybe if it's landscaping or pressure washing, if it's seasonal, they might pause it, which you can do. But as for you guys, no. You can keep it year-round. No one's going to cancel on money, you know?
Right. And
right, so rest easy.
Google guaranteed. If I want to have Google guaranteed, what's the process for that?
So basically, it's $250 like application fee. And so if you don't have like anything on your record, right, like a, I think a DUI would be like the worst, you know, the smallest thing you could have. As long as your record's clean, you have license, insured, you know, whatever specific thing you'll need for that company or sorry, that county, then it takes about 2 to 4 weeks to get verified. Typically the budgets run between 300 to 500, maybe a little more depending on the area and the type of trade. And then you're getting about the minimum would be 13 leads per month, right? And then you will not pay for any of those leads unless you actually engage the customer and it is a legit call. They make sure to record the call so they're more quality than what you would get with some of those other third-party services. And they make sure to record the call. So this is, you know, they back it up. And you're covered up to $2,000 for insurance for each client because you're getting verified even more so another level on Google. So they back it up a little bit more. But, yeah, it's a short process. You just got to wait a couple of weeks for the verification. But if you don't have anything on your record and your license and insured, it depends on the area, obviously. But, yeah, it's a pretty quick process.
Okay. And then if I was to do that, then I would drop the one listing and go straight Google Guaranteed only.
So, actually, you have to have a GBP to do the Google Guaranteed, so you could keep on the SEO and keep you up on the first page too if you want, or we can just keep you up on the Google Guaranteed too. It really is up to you if you want both or just one. Yeah, that's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah. You just have to have a Google Business Profile or local SEO with us to start.
Yeah, I'm currently at this time waiting for, what is that called? To get my electrical contractor's license before I want to jump on Google Guaranteed. I'm just trying to know.
So that would be like an upgrade later over time. Exactly. Right. And I can follow up, right, like, and just let you know, hey, this is what we can do, and I'll give you the exact numbers, what it would really look like realistically, and then, you know, we can go from there. So for now, we'll just set you up with the one I already quoted you, right, like the entry-level one, right, for the 50 miles and all everything I listed, and then we can add the Google Guaranteed later as things progress, right?
Okay. And
It's
only going to be for Butler, Warren, and Hamilton, correct?
Butler, Warren, and Hamilton County, right, yeah, that's what I listed.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so
yeah,
Butler, Hamilton, and then you said Warren, right? Make sure to, I'll note it for the tech too. Warren County. All right, perfect. Now, I think we got everything back because I can get most of your other information from your listings, right? And then now as for, let me just add the name here, Jeremy Townsend. Okay. And then the phone number, because this will be the best number for the technician to contact you, but also for clients, right? We're going to use this one.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, and then Yep. We're good on that part. So next would just be the billing. Is the billing address, that would be the same then, the 5923?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that a company card? Would it have Fixit Electric on the card as well, or just Jeremy Townsend?
No. It'll just be Jeremy Townsend.
Okay, gotcha. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's going to be an American Express.
Okay, got it. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Just give me one sec.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. definitely want to be careful. Yeah, exactly.
Just give me one second.
Sure, no problem. So even while you're looking for that, I also need to set up a security question for you. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would be the best?
First pet.
Okay, and the name?
Cole.
C-O-L-E?
Yes.
Okay, and that was a dog or what?
Yeah, that was my dog.
Nice. What type of dog was it?
Black lab.
Okay, yeah, my grandma had a lot of those black labs and golden retrievers. I had a Australian Shepherd, like the, you know, the herding dogs. They got crazy energy, uh-huh. man. Like, you can't even keep up with them. I swear, you could, like, teach them to do a backflip if you wanted, like, circus dogs.
And are you all based out of California?
Yep. It's in Fountain Valley, which is in Orange County, Southern California, kind of near the Google headquarters. Actually, I think I sent you that text. It should have it listed there. And then if you check out the link, yeah, it should have everything there. But it's called Fountain Valley. Yeah, that's the area.
Okay. All right, I'm ready whenever
you're ready. Good to go. Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
3722.
Okay.
7839.
Okay.
0391.
Got it.
003.
Okay, so just to confirm, 3722-7839. 0391003.
Yes.
Okay. And the expiration?
0827.
827. And then the number on the back?
It is 2208.
2208. Okay. Got it. We already set up your security questions, so good on that. Okay. So I'm just going to set up the account now, and then you're going to see that come through on your online banking, of course, but you're also going to get a text and email, like I said, with the subscription, right? Like everything that's included, the pricing and everything. You get an email and a text. I think I'll resend the text because that's usually the fastest way to access it. So let me just, one more time, right? So it's the $398 for this month only, right? But then after it just goes to the $299, right?
So, sorry, you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. So just to let you know, so it's only the first month, right? That's the $398 because of the website and the programming. But the every month after is just the $299, right? Because that's the recurring payment.
I'm so sorry. I thought you said $250.
Oh, $259. That's my mistake. Oh, my God. I'm looking at a different package. Okay, you're right. Yep. So $348 is the initial, and then $249 every month after. That's for the Facebook ads and the yeah. Okay, so I wanted to make sure because that's the Facebook ads.
So how many different ads are you running this through?
So you have your Google Business profile that we promote on, then also your Facebook ads. 67 directories, if you want, you can have up to 67. Then you have the dashboard, right? That helps like track all the ads and everything for you. And then the tech team can also help you optimize like the Facebook profile, like the business page and stuff, if you want.
Okay.
And all the ad spends are included in that, right? So there's no additional cost for any of the ads or anything. It's always the same.
So I shouldn't have to worry about doing any Facebook ads anymore. You all will be handling them from now.
Exactly. From this moment forward, right, we're handling those.
Okay. And then, what about like Instagram?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Should I be handling
Instagram? Instagram, typically we let the client run that part, but we can do the Facebook though.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
That's fine.
And they make sure, like, you still have administration, so you're still in contact with the clients and everything through there, but they'll run the ads and do as much as you want or as, you know, less as you want. It's totally up to you, right? You can be as involved or not involved as you want. They can totally optimize everything if you want it.
Well,
right?
I currently, I am having problems with Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, currently I am. I'm right now trying to figure out what I ended up changing my, because we launched my my Instagram last night, and went to Mecca and tried to change my payment, like how I do my payment. And
right.
When I did that, they ended up saying that too much was changed on my Mecca account. So they disabled
like,
my payment.
Or something? Oh, what?
To make ads. Yeah. So
well, we can look into that. We can look into that because our texts work with Facebook too. Well, those are the two main ones. We're data service providers with Google and Facebook or Meta, you know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we work with them as well.
Okay.
So we should be able to look into that too. Cause it shouldn't be a problem.
And then what about do you all do the advertisement look and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, we can help with like, so especially on the website or anything like that, yeah, we can help with like the content and stuff if you don't have pictures or whatnot, yeah, but if you want, we can use all your pictures, testimonies, reviews, you know, you can have scheduling and billing on our, the website that we create for you if you wanted to.
Do I have to handle this or is this the stuff you want?
No, we handle everything on the technical side. You can just handle the calls and the bidding, the jobs if you want.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much all I want to do.
I don't
really
like
want
to. You can be as involved or not involved as you want. Yeah, we can take care of everything. That way you're just taking the jobs. Yeah, that's much better, I think, right?
Okay.
So you should have already seen that come through on your online banking. And let me just double check. I think you got the email and the text. Did you get both? Or let me resend the text just in case.
I got the text. I got the text.
You did? Okay, perfect. So there's a link there. Once you click on that, that takes you inside the invoice. You can, you know, take a quick look. Let me know if you got any questions, of course, right? Then at the bottom there's a spot where you just click the box. And then under that, you would just type your name. And then once you do that and hit confirm signature,
Oh,
yes, sure. No worries. I just wanted to walk you through it just in case. It's pretty straightforward. But.
Yeah, I'm about to get in front of my computer in a second.
Perfect.
I just got home, so.
Oh, perfect timing, man. Yeah. And then what would be a good time for you to speak with the technician? Can you do that later today or like tomorrow morning better?
Tomorrow is definitely a no.
Okay, so sometime today.
What time?
Could be any time. Let me double check. We're pretty open. We're on Pacific time, obviously, so we would stop at 3 would be the last hour between 3 and 3:30 that we could call you. That would be the latest.
And
Pacific time.
I have, like, my brother is my designer. He actually is a full-out designer. He's the one who did my logos and everything. He would be he would be the one who would be handling a lot of, like, anything that needs to be designed, approved, and all that. He will be the one who will be handling that.
Oh, okay. So I can add him as a preferred contact. That way he can speak with the technicians and stuff if you want. It sounds like it'd be a good idea, right?
Yeah, I would prefer him to be very involved.
Okay, sure. Yeah, of course.
He handles all that. Give me one second.
Yeah. Just give me his, like, name, like, just basic information, like an email or phone number, and then we can add him.
Yeah, hold on one second. Hey, Drew.
Yep.
I'm on the phone with people who handle all the Google advertisement, and they'll handle the Facebook. They don't handle Instagram, but they'll handle those two. He's on the phone with me right now. I told him that you handle all the designing and all that type of stuff. Do you want them to communicate with you?
What I was telling him is I can add you as a preferred contact on the account if you'd like.
Hold on, I'm gonna put you on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought he could hear me. what I was saying, what I was telling him, we can add you as a preferred contact. That way you can speak with the technicians and have some of the interface if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like name, phone number, email address, just basic info.
That's cool. That works.
Okay, and then what's the name? Oh, so basically you'll be able to speak with the technicians when they're, you'll be able to speak with them about like when we build the website or any of the ads, like getting approval on things. He said he wanted you involved in that part.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Perfect.
So you guys are doing the building, what is it, like back end stuff or what is that?
Exactly. Yeah, back end, backdoor stuff. And then the tech, you can work directly with him about the areas and the keywords if you want to change anything out. You can kind of pick his brain. Like, he's there Monday through Friday, Pacific time, like 7 to 3. So if you guys ever want to speak with him or change something, or you'll also have access, you can both call him.
No, no, definitely. When we get to that stage, definitely. I guess I'll just, yeah, sign me up.
Okay, sounds good. So what would be the name?
Drew, D-R-E-W.
Okay. And let's see, the email address? Oh, it's also Townsend, right? Because you're the brother. Got it. I should have guessed that. Okay. And then email address?
Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, then R-E-W at gmail.com. Put my last name, my first name. Awesome, dude. Awesome. Thank you.
Townsend, Drew. So it's Townsend and then R-E-W or
Drew
another
one
D?
R. Yeah. No, just one.
It's Townsend. Just one. Okay, perfect. And then the phone number will be the same, or is it a different phone number as well?
Different.
513-383-3413. Okay. 3413. Okay. Put it as a brother. All right. And then best contact would be phone or email.
It'd be for me. Gotcha.
Yeah, just for email. For the preferred contact for Drew, right?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
These are awesome. See, this one looks more your size. Maybe you're talking about these. This paragon was huge. I'll try these on. These are just the performance ones, the ones you just like wear out to like do jobs in. Oh no, they all came on time. They were saying these things are delicious. I will say I got all the. I think I got all the boxes. I mean, I look like this one. You're going to lose weight, dude. It looks, it fits perfectly, actually, for, like, doing work outside.
Do I get
the
backwards?
I don't know. Do you like it? Do you like that fit? It just looks a little, like, kind of swimming in. That's what I felt like. I think it's three. Yeah, if you're not liking it, this is Paragon. This is the other one's, like, Oakley and Adidas. These ones are Paragon.
I mean, that's fine. It's just weird.
These ones are best. That's why I got the Oakley long sleeve ones, kind of like this, to see if you like these ones more than the other ones. These ones are cheap. These are like $10 a piece.
Yeah, still.
Like the Oakley ones, I think those are like $15. No, the Oakley ones are $23.
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, so you're good to go, Drew. Yeah, we just have to finish up that part we were doing while you're in the car. We have one other quick step, and then you guys are good to go.
Here's Jeremy.
All right, I'm back.
Thank you, Drew. All right, so let's see here. The text I sent you, right? Or it's in the email, too, but that link to the invoice, go ahead, click on the link, and then that'll take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, of course, and I know if you got any questions or anything.
Okay.
And then once you get to the bottom, like I said there, you'll see the box. You click, and then you would type your name, hit confirm signature, and that should take you to our website. It'll ask for your username and password, which you'll get from the technician within 7 days of when you speak with him. So I think you said later today would be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one job. That is at 2. So if there's a possible chance the person can contact me within the next, I'll say about 20, 30 minutes, that'd be great.
To the top of the next hour?
If it's possible. Yeah, if it's possible.
Let me see. Yeah, so you guys are, let's see. Just checking the
Wait a minute. Because
we're Pacific, right? It's 9:54. You guys are 12:54, right?
They're good. Yeah, you can contact me at 2 o'clock your time.
Right, exactly, because that'll be 5 your time, so that's good, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, that's good? Okay, perfect. So that works out. Okay.
And you need me to jump in my email, correct?
Yeah, so exactly, yeah, go, it's either in the email or you should have got a text with the link to the, invoice too. Either one is fine. Either one will get you there.
I have to text.
Okay, there. That's much quicker. It's like more direct anyway.
I just entered the business info.
Right, so once you, exactly. Once you click on the link, it's going to show, like, everything that's included, the pricing. I think it says, like, terms of experience or terms and conditions, something like that, on the top of the heading.
It's once you click the link.
Oh, that's the different email. Okay, try the other one. It should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. You should have got an email that says that and a text. I can send it again if you want. That way it's the top of the...
Oh, yeah, I found
it. You see it? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So you handle the Facebook, the Google Ads, and the Facebook business page, and you all will be able to fix the whole issue with...
With Facebook, we should be able to definitely look into it. Yeah, exactly. And if there's anything irregular with any of those, yeah, Facebook or your Google Business Profile, anything, yeah, they optimize. They're always working on it. So they make sure it's running, you know, like a well-oiled machine, so to speak.
So, and then they'll just be working in the background. I don't need to touch it. You all will be
Exactly. So in the initial onboarding, which is like your initial call with the tech later today, right, that, and then in the future they might – correspond with you once or twice about certain things, but it's very sparingly. And no, we don't need you for most things. They're just going to handle themselves.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah, right. So I just sent you the confirmation for the time with the tech. That's in your email too. But yeah, check out the invoice. You know, let me know if there's anything, you know, got questions or whatnot. And then at the bottom there, like I said, there's a box you click. Says I'm the authorized user, and then right next to that, you just type your name, hit confirm signature. Once you've done that, that will take you to our website and ask for your username and login. And once you, the tech will set that up for you here later today. Within 7 days, you'll be able to receive that along with all your other directories, you know, everything they're going to set up for you.
Yep, I'm on your login page now.
Okay. Perfect. So now we're just going to do the last step. It's called our voice verification. It's to, you know, outline the service agreement with Local Splash, the one you were just looking at, and ensure the accuracy of the order. And of course, it's an added form of protection for you. So if you have any questions or need to review or clarify anything, just let me know. You know, it's very straightforward, but just in case. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fixit Electric.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy Townsend with Fixit Electric.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement? Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Hey, sir, do I need to be saying Fixed Electric LLC?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be better to be specific, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can do that part again. So your name and title within the business would be?
Jeremy with Fixed Electric LLC.
Okay, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
That is correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That would have to do with the verification. I think you received an email about that, but since you're already verified, it shouldn't be a problem. And also, you know, just any part of the process like onboarding and everything. So just make sure that you do answer the phone calls and emails from Local Splash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, and that way you can disregard those other calls. Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that, say, you might do with another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Basically, just if you do any other online marketing, just let the technician know so there's not anything that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa.
Okay, I was going to say, because I said I have Angie Ads.
Oh, okay. I already listed that, so they'll see that. Mm-hmm. And then if there's anything in the future, just let the technician know. But for now, yeah, I put that listing up there, so he'll be able to see that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, all right. And now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 24th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here at the end of the call, and you must speak with a live representative for that. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. I already sent you the confirmation for the time with the technician for 2 o'clock our time, right? So that's 5 o'clock your time. You'll get that email. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and then that confirms the time with the tech. He'll do the same. But other than that, I mean, thanks for giving us a shot, and welcome to the team most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 5 o'clock time, so between 5 and 5:30, to get you started with everything and onboarding, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, man. And you'll get a text from me here shortly after with everything you're going to need, okay? You have a good one.
Okay.
All right. So they'll call you between 5 and 5:30, all right? They'll call you this evening, okay? And get you started.
Great. I appreciate you.
All right, man. No problem at all, man.
One quick question. The guy stated that you all only do a certain amount of people per area.
Oh, good question. Yeah. So now that we've signed you up, right, now that you're in that listing for that keyword in that area, we won't work with anyone else within that range that offers those same services or those same keywords. This way you get the most amount of traction and the most amount of calls. Because it doesn't really make much sense for us to work with your competition in the area, right? Kind of like those other third-party services do, because I'm sure you've seen the outcome of when that happens.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why we don't do that. It's also a strict Google guideline. Yeah, to be a premier channel partner, we also need to, that's one of their guidelines, is to make sure that it's not like those other services, right, that they provide where they're working with your competition, you don't know what you're getting. That's why they make Google Guaranteed as well, right? A lot different. And again, we'll go over that too in the future after, you know, a month or so, and, you know, you got everything moving. I'll follow up and we can talk about that more too. And if you want, you know, do some research yourself, check it out.
All right. That sounds good. I greatly appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem at all, man. You guys have a good one.
Actually, my brother had a question. There's a
Perfect.
That's on my Facebook. When you're scrolling through, like if you type in Fixed Electric and it pops up right next to my Google, not my Google, but my Facebook, there's an old logo that we can't figure out how to get rid of.
We can definitely work with that, right? Yeah. So let me search right now. So Fix It Electric with your address or just Fix It Electric?
Fix It Electric, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio?
Picture.
Yeah, let me try it. Cincinnati, Ohio.
URL.
On the page through Google.
It's on the page through Facebook.
Okay, I see it. Yeah. So we can, yeah, we can help with that because they can optimize any profile as long as it's the ones I stated, right? And the website, they can edit, like anything, right? So we can, yeah. You're talking about on the Facebook, that blue and green logo?
What color is it?
Blue and green?
Oh, it's blue and green now. It's like a picture to the right of the. Hold on.
Right. So it's like a blue circle with a green tilted measuring. It looks maybe kind of like a measuring thing, but yeah, it's within a blue circle. Is that the one you changed it to?
To the right of it. Is it to the right of it?
Oh, you're talking about the picture that's connected to that picture of the kitchen? Is that the only picture?
You're inside.
Oh, next to the actual listing itself. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I don't see a picture. I just see the Facebook listing there.
Yeah, he doesn't see it at all. Okay.
So, you know, we can look into it either way. I just wanted to see for myself so I could kind of give you but yeah, we can definitely work on that for sure. Because they optimize everything, so I'm sure it's not outside of their realm of assistance, let's say.
Okay, fantastic. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. And then you'll be able to pick their brain later. So you're going to get a call with between 5 and 5:30, and then you guys can start going over that, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. You guys have a good one.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.